success, all for one and one for all. Unity means solidarity. Yeah. United we stand, divided we fall.
Hello out there, everybody. I'm pretty sure that there's a hell of a lot of really bad stuff going on around the world right now, but it's okay. Vinny is here to put your woes at ease. It seems to be that the world itself has just kind of like made a decision, you know, a very clear decision that everybody is going to have a real rough time. Now, I don't think it's the world itself, like as in the planet or Gaia or what have you, has decided, oh, these humans are bad or what have you. It's more like the people who freaking rule this planet decided it. speaking of people who rule this planet, Bill Gates still rules the rich list. Microsoft founder Bill Gates has topped the list of the Forbes magazine 10 wealthiest Americans for the 19th consecutive year. Gates has a net worth of $59 billion, up $5 billion from last year. He has been the wealthiest American every year since 1994. An investor, George Soros, has waited years for a place on the rich list, and at 81 years of age, comes in at number 7. Soros has a fortune of $22 billion after adding $7.8 billion to his net worth, thanks to investments in gold and related securities, as well as equities. Now, Bill Gates, I don't know if anybody knows this, but anybody ever hear of the American Eugenics Foundation or Planned Parenthood? They're the same thing. Bill Gates' daddy was actually the head of Planned Parenthood after it was rebranded from the American Eugenics Society. Does that strike you as somebody who's really, really loves the world and is so benevolent and whatnot? No, it doesn't, does it? Because let's have a look at what Bill Gates spends all his money. Oh, look, Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. What do? Oh, they give lots of nice vaccines to all those poor kids in Africa. Isn't he a sweet man, you know, sterilizing them and giving them autoimmune diseases and manufacturing frickin' pandemics and whatnot. It's great. What a scumbag. And Soros, this freaking... you can't say it on FCC regulations. But, yeah... IPCC, Intergovernmental Panel for Climate Change, loves all of that kind of stuff, has a hand in virtually every pie in the whole freaking world, has no qualms about deindustrializing society, much along the lines of Maurice Strong and whatnot. And what we have here is we've got billionaires who are like full-on eugenicists who top the rich list, and they have big, nice, smiling photos of them, so everybody freaking loves them. Oh, aren't they nice billionaires? Don't they give plenty of their money away to charity? You know, there's nothing wrong with being obscenely wealthy and having absolutely no qualms about fulfilling some kind of eugenics agenda, is there? Oh, they're so nice and benevolent. No, no, no. The opposite of benevolence, just to do good and, you know, care about stuff and whatnot, is malevolence, all right? As far as I'm concerned, that's what these scumbags are, malevolent filth. They don't really care about you at all, and why should they? They got $59 billion, you know? They got more money than there are people walking the earth today. Imagine what the kind of debauchery you get up to. And that kind of stuff. Like if I wanted to be debauched or what have you, and I had, say, I don't know, $1,000 in my pocket or $2,000 in my pocket, I could go out and I could have one heck of a disgusting night out, you know, in a brothel or getting heaps of alcohol or cocaine or something of that nature, right? That's what a relatively well-off person might do. But imagine you had $1 million to blow on the night. You could hire your own cruise ship. Have a truckload of cocaine delivered via dump truck, obviously owned by the CIA, and goodness knows what you could get up to. And I wonder, you know, why do people trust the uber rich? I mean, hold on a second. Didn't the Vatican, like a couple of years back, pass a whole new sweep of deadly sins? And being obscenely rich was one of those deadly sins. So here we have it. Forbes magazine, the 10 wealthiest deadly sinners in America. I love that. And I suppose, you know, it's not entirely different. It's not like I support the Vatican or anything, far from it, because if anything, they're probably the richest scumbags ever. So if anything, they just published a list of new deadly sins that they're all freaking guilty of and just admitted to everybody, yep, we're all going to hell because we don't give a crap about God.
But we do like the little boys, though. Oh, yeah. And we're going to cover it up all the time, even when we've got priests that are like, raping 800 boys or something in Mexico on a missionary expedition.
You know, I mean, where do you think they get the missionary position from? Oh yeah. And this summer, Soros announced he would close his hedge fund and give money back to outside investors, focusing on managing investments for himself and his family instead. I don't know, probably investing in underground bunkers so that when all the people come for his head, he's got somewhere to escape for. Forbes said hedge funds are notoriously secretive and that after he shut his funds, Soros shared more information with the magazine about his wealth. Oh, because now he's got nothing to hide, don't right? You know, I suppose that people who wind up getting freaking copious quantities of billions of dollars have absolutely nothing to hide, can't keep secrets, and are obviously in the public eye and whatnot. You know, most people don't even know who the hell George Soros is. Everybody knows who Bill Gates is. He's the man at the top of the list and blah, blah, blah. He's got all these charitable trusts and whatnot. It's all just a bunch of BS to basically throw people off the trail. That's what's going on here. If you're an evil scumbag and you want to fulfill an evil agenda of some description, best thing to do is to donate money to causes that people think are good, like vaccination, for example. And of course, they'd be wrong, but, you know, most of the dumbed-down general public have been soaked up on vaccines their entire lives. They wouldn't realize it even if they knew the truth. Now, everyone in the top 20 saw their wealth rise in the past year. And see, that's the thing. That's the thing with the economics of the Federal Reserve banking system and the general global bankster syndicate that we've got running our nations, okay, is that the top 20 people, not the top 20%, but the top 20 people get way, way richer, and the bottom, like, 99.99999% of people get way, way poorer. And they say that this is a success that institutes a global recovery. My ass! All right, these people are scum, and they're raping your country. Okay, yeah, you want. Now, the exception to this rule is, of course, Warren Buffett, the guy who the Buffett buffet of everybody else's wealth. Yeah, that's basically it. Whose fortune fell by $6 billion to $39 billion. But oh, the poor dear. He's only got $39 billion. You know, we all should feel sorry for Warren Buffett. Because as the value of his shares in Berkshire Hathaway dropped, Buffett was number two, and his declining fortune came as his Berkshire Hathaway stock fell by 9% between August 25th, 2010, and August 26th, 2011, when Forbes compiled its data. He is also the most generous billionaire, Noel Kroll said of Buffett, noting that $3 billion of his decline could be attributed to charitable contributions. He has pledged to give away 99% of his fortune to philanthropic causes. So he'll only be left away with, you know, all the stuff that are in secret blind trusts, which nobody can look for, and he'll still be like one of the richest men on earth, and he'll just give a whole bunch of money to vaccine protocols and other places that allow Monsanto to come in and plant Terminator seeds and make all the Indian farmers commit suicide. Isn't that nice of him? The Forbes list comes as Obama proposed higher taxation on millionaires so they pay at least the same rate as middle-class Americans, something he called the Buffett rule. Yeah, and I'm sure that everybody's going to be really, really happy about that and re-elect Barack H. O'Barry, our Lord and effing Savior, aren't they? You know, this is what these scum do. They figure out what the people want, and then they lie to them and tell them what they want to hear so that they can milk votes out of them to betray them after their election. That's politics to a key. And last night I finished watching a presentation by Nigel Farage of the United Kingdom Independence Party, disparaging the EU, disparaging the overly ridiculous amount of immigration into England now. Did you know that there's a suburb in England where something like 72 or 78%, I believe, of children under 10 in the primary school sector, okay, and elementary schools, don't have English as a first language? And he was quite shocked to surprise, to go into London, go into a pub, order a pint, and realise that most of the people in the bar couldn't speak English. Okay, this is the whole New World Order agenda to a T. You get a whole bunch more people in than your culture can absorb and take over, so that those cultures coming in do the taking over, not yours. Right? When you're coming into a country, there's an old phrase, do as the Romans do, but that's not what's happening here now with the progressively copious quantities amount of freaking people coming in, not learning the language, not learning the culture, and having no idea ultimately what the heck is going on. Now, we have a caller here, Sid in Indiana. Sid, welcome to the Vinny Eastwood Show.
Hey, my man, Vinny, how are you, buddy?
For some reason, I've been going a little bit of conflict lately, to tell you the truth, Sid, because I've been, how some people, they try to operate under this kind of love vibe and love everything and have fun and whatnot, but the reality is they're just really, really angry and they're just trying to hide it? I think that might be happening to me.
You're not alone, Vinny. You're not alone. You try to make the best out of the genocide that we find ourselves in, and it is genocide, Vinny. It isn't a joke. It is. But you try to make the best out of it, and you try to point it out to people, and using humor, and the humor sometimes just gets to you because it ain't funny.
Yeah. Well, it's like when you're trying to make a living out of making jokes that aren't funny like me, you wonder how people still listen to you.
But we are listening, though, Vinny. We are. Hey, I've been doing a lot of reading, my friend. Have you ever done any reading on the Pilgrim Society?
Nope. Enlighten me.
Well, the Pilgrim Society is the same bastards, and excuse my expression, but that's what they are, that we're talking about. All of the rich folks, all of the elites of the top families that Skull and Bones and the CFR, but these families from way back when, Vinny, that's where you trace them to. The Pilgrim Society of Britain and the Pilgrim Society of America. And you should do some reading, my friend. It's all over the internet. It's just not highly publicized. It'll freak you out.
So what does the Pilgrim Society actually do?
Well, they've been planning our genocide, my friend. They have been planning the New World Order since the 1800s. So it's the same story.
So they're one of these little evil kind of roundtable groups, not entirely dissimilar from the Council on Foreign Relations and Trilateral Commission, where they recruit copious amounts of the best and brightest in order to basically bring them into the fold so that they'll spend all their intelligence and all their resources and all their time fulfilling evil agendas that they're basically not even aware of in the first place in exchange for a bit of power.
Actually, Vinny, it's the parent company.
Ah.
Yeah.
So what? Does it own the buildings that the CFR in New York is on, or what?
Yeah. You're starting to see the point. They are the parent company of all of it. And it's an interesting read. I could send you some documents on Skype if you'd like.
I'm not a reader. I'll just be honest with you now. If you want me to know about something, what you do is you just send me the email or the website contact address of the author of these documents, and what I'll do is I'll bring them on air and I'll start and I'll let them kind of rabbit on and inform me that way, and then I can ask questions for clarification.
I'll do just that, Vinny. I'll do just that. This person published the last paper they did in 76, so I don't know if they're really around still, but I'll send an email off and see.
Yeah, that's a good idea, man, because it's just like, well, there's so many conspiracies going on, and unlike the coincidence theorists who think that everything happens by freaking accident worldwide, I'm not that freaking naive. And the fact of the matter is, the only reason why these conspiracies have managed to keep going for so freaking long is because there's so many shell games that they're playing. So even when you figure out one part of the conspiracy, one part of the organization, you don't realize how they all interlocked and interconnect, and how they run the place kind of secretly, how they recruit the best and the brightest in the political fields and whatnot. Like, for example, isn't like practically every single president since Nixon been part of the Council on Foreign Relations or something of that nature? Like, it's a big club, and boy, oh boy, do they have lots of power. They've got the people in the top jobs of the press, the top jobs in industry, the top jobs in politics, the top jobs and basically everything. They get all these really, really powerful people in a room together, and for some reason, the slow to react, aspartame, gum-chewing general public don't have a freaking clue, because they don't crave power. They don't crave knowledge. They don't crave taking their country back. The only thing they're craving is more aspartame gum. Thanks very much for your call, Sid, and you can hang on over the break if you wish. You're listening to the Vinnie Eastwood Show. Ladies and gentlemen, join us in the chat room at thevinnieeastwoodshow.com or call in 402-237-2525. Back in a moment.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyte removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyte is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyte LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
Do you realize every day we are being put under constant stress from wireless radiation? What's worse is that you don't even know that it's happening. It puts as much stress on our body as if we had a constant viral infection, draining our energy and sapping our strength, or just making us irritable and fatigued. These wireless fields are being emitted from computers, microwaves, mobile phones, power lines, and any electrical appliance. Now there is a solution. A group of research engineers in New Zealand have come up with an active shielding device that shields you from wireless radiation at a cellular level. Blue Shield comes in three models: a household, portable, and USB that plugs into any computer. The great thing about Blue Shield is it is very affordable and guaranteed to last. A one-off purchase will see you being protected for years to come. Visit AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Blue Shield banner. Blue Shield, brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com. Feeling stressed, tired, lacking energy, or lacking libido? Now you can take control of your healthcare goals in the privacy of your own home with the use of reliable, high-quality health products from Ideal Health in New Zealand, conveniently delivered to your door anywhere in the world. You'll find our friendly health team offer well-researched health information plus the highest quality health products. We want to ensure you not only get the best value products available, but also ensure you get the fastest therapeutic results. With over 2,600 pages of health information and natural products, all compiled by our friendly naturopathic team. To take advantage of very special rates, click on the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And don't forget our convenient delivery service, Ideal Health New Zealand, leaders in alternative health. That's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Ideal Health New Zealand button. Proudly brought to you by the Vinnie Eastwood Show.com.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Welcome to the world's meeting place. American.
It's practically narcotic.
Freedom.
Oh, yes. I like very much.
Radio.
You're an American institution.
American Freedom Radio.
Listen to the Ron Paul Revolution Radio Show with Rossi and Brocky. Join the revolution on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, 3 to 5 p.m. Central, and only on American Freedom Radio.
I really love the ad breaks on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. They're long enough so that you don't feel kind of stressed, like you can actually get some stuff done in the background here. And I actually want to just give a shout out to the old-fashioned, fabulous crew there at American Freedom Radio, the Romero boys. They're just bloody awesome cats, frankly. Okay, and we're going back to our guest now, our caller, Sid, in Indiana. And if you'd like to join us on the airwaves, ladies and gentlemen, the phone lines are open for you, 402-237-2525. And it's somewhat of a variety show here, because I really don't give an F what you've got to say, as long as you've got something to say. So go ahead, Sid.
I don't know that I want to now, Vinny. Yeah. Hey, I know what, you know what, the radio breaks are the perfect timing, except for that if you have to tinkle, and then you end up tinkling all over the seat when you run back to the radio.
Yeah, I've had that experience myself. I've definitely had got some stains on my pants every now and again from the whole rushful thing, you know, and it's like you get freaked out and you have to run off a whole roll of toilet paper and dab that freaking seat down in a hurried like fashion. And if you don't do it, then your mother-in-law comes in and sits down and goes, "Oh, what the hell is it?" And you can hear it in the background of the radio show. Oh my God, it's a terrible thing. It's a terrible thing.
Yeah. Well,
I'm just joking. That's never happened.
Yeah. Hey, Ben. You know what? And on the subject of these guys, you know that think that it's cool to run the world, and they thought it was cool to run the world for a century now, and it's the generals, and it's the potentates, and it's the people that consider them. You know, it's the guys that interbreed with each other, you know, with each family, they generationally interbreed with each other. You know, Vinny, they're the ones that are messed up. They're the ones that are living in a world, in a false reality. Not us. The poor schmuck out there that just wants to live his life, right? The guy that's been mentally retardated by the stuff that's been secretly put into his food, into his air, he's not to be blamed for being the way he is. It's not his fault. And why we aren't affected, Vinny, I don't know. I think it's the marijuana, personally, but I can't speak to anybody else.
Well,
you know?
allegedly, the CIA did a whole bunch of experiments under some kind of mind control program. It may have been MK Ultra, if I remember correctly, but they did some tests to see if mind control techniques would work on people under the influences of different drugs. And allegedly, they found out that people who were using marijuana couldn't, the brainwashing techniques didn't work on them, which kind of makes sense because you see so many stoners out there who just don't give an F what the government's got to say. They don't give an F what the media's talking about. They just don't care anymore because it just doesn't work on them, all right? It's telling you to care about these insignificant BS things that simply do not matter on the whole thing. I mean, like, today we've got an article in here, Labor won't support surveillance fix-it law. And I don't know if you've heard about this, but I'm pretty sure it's probably happening in your country. We're trying to pass this legislation under urgency. And this is a great thing about New Zealand. We've only got one house of parliament, so there's absolutely no checks, absolutely no balances. So they've got this this special power that they can do to pass laws under urgency, like in a night. For example, with no oversight and no input from the public. And that's what the government wants to do, is put it through under urgency to make all retroactively, illegally contained, obtained secret video surveillance footage, okay, legal, okay, retroactively. And the stated goal of doing this here is so that 40 prospective trials and 50 police operations won't be at risk from, you know, having their evidence thrown out because they obtained it illegally. I mean, that's basically the whole kind of thing. It's like you got 4 million people in the country, so what you do is you wipe away all of those rights so you can give the rights to a small group of corrupt police officers who are absolute scum in order to bag a couple of criminals.
It's the same thing here, Vinny.
Yeah, I mean, where do you think people get these agendas from? You know,
it all comes from the pilgrims.
Yeah, exactly. And I find that what happens is when people see this sort of legislation being passed in other countries, it's exactly like you said. Oh, the same thing's happening here. That's why they call it a new world order, okay? Doesn't matter if you're in some grass hut in Africa, they'll still be passing progressive legislation to take away your rights, okay? It's just that simple. They want total control and domination of all resources. In fact, here we go, have another article. The Agenda 21 in New Zealand is coming in full swing. Dig this. In the UK, the Uber Kingdom, they now have passed laws to microchip every single sheep. Okay? They know exactly how many sheep they have in England, but they don't know how many people they have. Okay, up to a margin of error of 2 million. That's
how Benny. That's because the sheep are now the terrorists.
Yeah.
They got to keep track of the terrorist sheep.
Yeah, absolutely.
And plus, they always need a date. You know, they need to know where their dates are.
Yeah. Yeah, I completely agree. And those who are fluffy and eat grass obviously are smuggling.
Sure.
Bombs and whatnot so that they can assassinate Afghanistani leaders in their turbans. Now, I find it's really funny, quite frankly, that people don't see the connection between overseas legislation and what's happening on here. Like, we had these big terror raids, right, Sid, in New Zealand. I think it was October the 15th, 2008 or 2007, I forget which. But during that time that we were having these huge raids, which 7 out of the 9 warrants issued were ruled to be illegal, and the guy who exposed that in the media, of course, is now being sent to jail. But it happened in 15 other countries at the exact same time.
A coincidence, Sydney.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolute coincidence. You know, there's no connection. Like, all of our heads of state and our Supreme Court judges and stuff like that, and I heard that they have secret meetings every year, like all of our head legal aficionados that rule the judicial systems in these countries, for lack of a better description, they all get together behind closed doors to debate how they're going to, you know, progressively pass more legislation to take control of everybody's countries.
Vinny, I think they went to the mountaintop and got to talk to God, and God said, you guys get to be bastards. I'm not telling anybody else, but you guys get to be bastards. I give you permission.
You're special.
You're special. You're special. You get to be bastards.
Yeah. Hey, see, I don't take being special as a as an excuse to be a bastard. I just do it.
Me too.
Yeah, you don't need any justification to be a bastard because it's just so much fun.
Vinny, bastard is in the eye of the beholder. So, see, those guys that are making all these rules that think that they're the boss, they see me and you as a bastard. Mm. So, you know, that's cool with me. I want them to see me as a bastard. I don't mind that. That's a good thing.
Well, yeah, I mean, and that seems like another George W. Bush-ism that we can add to the mix. In Iraq, I remember watching this TV show as a comedy, I think, or what have you, and this guy was standing on a street corner in Iraq, you know, preaching about Christianity, about Moses and the burning bush, and all the Arabs in the street were going, burning bush! Yeah! Burn bush! Burn bush! And they started this protest with the effigies of George W.
Yeah. Of course. I like it.
We've got another call here, so I just want to
thank you, Ben,
for your call, man. Awesome.
Enjoy, brother.
Indeed. All right, you have yourself a fabulous day.
You too.
Okay, now we have our second caller on the line here, coming at us live of area code 44208245-something. You're on the air.
Hello?
Hello, caller. How are you?
Hi, is that Vinny?
Yes, it is. Is this Donnie?
Yeah, this is Donnie, yeah.
How you doing, man?
Okay.
All right, well, let's kind of get into this, because, ladies and gentlemen, I'll just fill you in here. Donnie is my special guest for today, and he's the author of a book called The Last Hurrah. So, as is customary on the Vinnie Eastwood show, I do very little research. So I allow my fabulous guests to introduce themselves to you and to me, so that we can all share in the knowledge. So, Donnie, please introduce yourself and tell us what The Last Hurrah is all about.
Right. Well, introduce myself. My name is Donnie Moshan. The book is about. Try to find the right words to describe it. It's about all the goings on that we see in the world today. In other words, the corruption, in the politics and in the judiciary and in the law in general. Really, it also covers all the crazy things we read in the paper every week, from the crooks being let free while the just normal people get punished or fined for breathing on the sidewalk or something. In other words, it's all topsy-turvy, and I'm sure everybody around the world reads about basically the same thing.
Yeah.
Each chapter kind of covers from that to pedophiles to corruption to the banking systems, all the horrible things that we see going on. And it goes from chronologically from a period of the 50s, I think, I can't remember, it might be 61, I think it was, and reaches past today into 2020. It is a work of fiction, but it is based on all the facts that we see going on.
I was going to say, so it's a non-fiction book, you know.
it just as a curious sort of pun, I call it a piece of faction.
Oh, yeah.
So it is, when a person reads it, they will notice many stories, in other words, of things that they have read and heard about over the last, 10 years at least. So it seems to be augmenting all the time, these horrible events, and how our society has become, a mess by the people who lead us, that's for sure, because somehow they seem hell-bent on destroying everything. Their decisions are obviously made to a great deal in greed.
That's true. I found that greed is one of the factors, but the major factor, I believe, in the government corruption and corporate corruption and media corruption, well, basically everything's corrupt at this point, is psychopathy. The lack of any real human emotion and personal responsibility for their actions, coupled with an enormous sense of greed, so that way they can screw everybody, as many people over as humanly possible, in order to enrich themselves and make themselves head honcho without any emotional feelings of regret or remorse as a result.
Absolutely, and this theory is promoted by the very people who are doing it. And unfortunately, they always seem to be in positions of some kind of power, whether it be local government idiots or the judiciary system or the politicians in central governments. They promote this stuff. And they seem to do everything that is contrary to common sense, because the greed is all they care about. In the book, there is one theme that runs through the book, though, that the reason why this is my theory in the book of why this is happening, because it's prophetic. It's in the Bible. And what I'm saying, which maybe a lot of people would go poo-poo to, is that it is said in the Bible that this kind of terrible stuff will happen before the end. Now, I'm not stating at the end or any dates or anything like that. It could be 1,000 years from now, it could be 1,000,000 years from now, I don't know. But it certainly, to my mind, shows that the prophecies in the Bible are certainly happening. And they speed up. Every day they seem to multiply. And each bit of corruption that strips away any kind of morality, or, like as you said, responsibility to your actions, seems to multiply it. Everything just keeps getting worse. Because it doesn't seem to be any rule.
Well, there's two elements there, because there's taking responsibility for your actions, and then there's getting consequences for your actions. And ultimately, I think that the wealthier and more powerful you become, the easier it is to shirk responsibility and to make sure that nobody can pull you up to account on this. So, Donnie, if you just want to hold there over the break, we'll come straight back to you at the VinnieEastwoodShow.com. Back in a moment, ladies and gentlemen.
Divided we fall. Unity, please don't desert me.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserves the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know that we are tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Following a radiological or nuclear event, radioactive iodine may be released into the air and then be breathed into the lungs. Radioactive iodine may also contaminate the local food supply and get into the body through food or through drink. When radioactive materials get into the body through breathing, eating or drinking, the thyroid gland quickly absorbs the chemical. Radioactive iodine absorbed by the thyroid can then injure the gland. But you can protect yourself with use potassium iodide, which acts to block radioactive iodine from being taken into the thyroid gland and can help protect this gland from injury. To take advantage of very special rates, click on the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And don't forget our convenient delivery service, Ideal Health New Zealand, leaders in alternative health. That's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Ideal Health New Zealand button. Proudly brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyte removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyte is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyte LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey Water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
Online, all the time, your gateway to the world.
AFR!
American Freedom Radio.
Give it to them.
Listen to Time for Hemp, hosted by Casper Leach. Afternoons, Monday through Friday, 12 p.m. to 1 p.m. Central. Only on American Freedom Radio.
Speedway rappers, but I've never been edible. I'm a cracker, not a vegetable, fed to an extraterrestrial. The beat is so electrical, it'll pump your heart ventricles, but I bet you will eject it if I start getting intellectual. I am not yet credible, so until I can say I'm credible, I'll say that I'm incredible, respectable, and professional. Do you read me? Am I legible? It's time to get down to the question of eventually will the corruption in the government lead to the collapse of us?
Lead to the collapse of us. Should the government lead to the collapse of us or the U.S.? Yes!
you know, is creating a lot of fear in people. People who would normally be just average people. Maybe not saints, but they're not bad people. But fear creates people to do things that they wouldn't normally do. And that is the whole idea of this whole plot, is that the more morality in society is destroyed and just turned upside down on its head, and values don't matter anymore, a lot of people get afraid, and they feel that to survive, they must become bad themselves and do bad things. But as I said, in the end, because I'm only following what I read in the Bible, it has a happy ending for the people who don't join it, so to speak. And the bad guys actually get their comeuppance.
Well, see, I actually had a conversation with a few people about this kind of aspect, and you know, people do believe in the Bible like really wholeheartedly and follow every word and what have you. But I had a conversation with some other people, and they say that the Bible is mostly interpretational, and whatever your personality predicates, that's what your interpretation of the Bible will be. For example, if you're somebody who avoids problems and procrastinates an awful lot, if you read the Bible and you read the prophecies and whatnot, you'll think, oh, there's nothing I can do about them, there's no part I can play, and I'll just wind up either dying or ascending to heaven kind of thing, you know, in a very hands-off type of approach. Whereas somebody else who's a very proactive and very energetic person will read the exact same thing and say, all right, it's time to get in the fight.
Well, I agree. I do agree. The Bible, as far as I can see and always saw, long before I had the idea of even writing this book, was that each person sees things different when they read it, which is exactly the way it's written. I believe that God had it written that way for the simple reason that every person is different, and they will be facing their own problems and difficulties. So the same piece of scripture, say, to 10 different people would probably have 10 different meanings. Not that they would all be wrong or all be right. But I'd like to make a point here about it. In the book, though I'm telling you I wrote it according to what I believe is prophecy, I'm not preaching religion. I'm not trying to have people become Christians or anything like that. It's my interpretation of what I read. And that's all it is. I'm not trying to make people say, now you have to believe this or you don't believe it. That's up to each person. But I felt the book, it was the only way I felt I could do something, because basically I've been a writer all my life. Not a book writer, not a novel writer. This is my first novel. But I've been writing music and lyrics with music all my life, which is, well, I'm 72. So I've probably been involved in the music business for something like 45 years, maybe more. And so as a writer, I felt, because of all this stuff that happens, and I'm sure to most people, sometimes can be very frustrating what we read, how our lives are being ruined, really, by greedy, awful, corrupt, evil people. I believe a lot of people are doing the work of evil, but not even realize they're doing it because they justify it for their greed or their power they want to get in position. So I wrote the book purely as an outlet for myself to do something like have my say, what I think. Whether people want to believe in the Bible or what I'm saying, really, that's not what I'm pushing. I'm just pushing, like, if they read the book, if they actually read the book, the one thing they may not believe even in my theory of why, but they can't deny what they're reading is fact. It is happening. And whether it's happening because of what I propose is happening or they will have their own theory, it's okay for me. I'm not trying, as I said, to convert people to a religion. So,
well, have you noticed the new religion that seems to be coming out now is science and Satanism?
What?
Science and Satanism. These are the two new religions of the day, as far as I can see. Like being very vacuous and vapid and very, very unhooked in with other people and only really caring about yourself. That's one aspect of the religion. And the other aspect of it is the science-based one, where it's like any ideas that challenge my belief structure, I'm going to demonize them and say there's absolutely no evidence and wind up using inefficient and basically primitive technology and, you know, say that we're all a freaking virus and we should be exterminated and live in some description of feudalistic state in the future. You know, those are the two religions that I see that are really taking prominence today. And I wonder, is the Church of Satan going to go into reprint, you know, its own Bible? Oh, no, wait. They already have, but they called it a different name. They called it Agenda 21.
Right. Well, it's all, I mean, people believe and grab onto different religions and stuff, sometimes purely because they are trying to make sense out of life. And as long as they aren't hurting anybody, or you know, then I
do you think
anything wrong with
do you think Donnie that do you think Donnie that it's actually foolish to try and make sense of madness? Because the only way that madness could make sense is if you've gone nuts.
Is if you're what?
Is if you the only way you can make sense of madness is if you wind up going nuts.
Well, I don't know about. Because I think most people probably who know me all my life probably thought I was nuts from the start. But
well, yeah, and it's probably because they're not psychopaths.
Right. Now, I just feel that, yes, it can be very frustrating to see the things that are being destroyed, the normal value things of everything. I mean, I could probably spend an hour listing all the things they're destroying today, of all the things that I grew up with, that whether I behaved right or not, at least I knew right from wrong. There is no right from wrong today. There's only this crazy, as you said, anything that's good for me is justified. Whatever I do okay. to do, it also creates great selfishness and in people. All these things, yes, can be very frustrating to people when they hear about it, when they read it. But the book isn't trying to give some remedy to people. It's not a new religion. It's not the old religion. It's not a remedy or a magic formula. It's just a story based on what I see. And
indeed,
whether people want to agree with me or not, well, that's up to them. I mean, it's an attitude, I guess, I take from songwriting. When I write a song, if it's played, people will buy it if they like it. If they don't like what they hear, they won't buy it. I can only...
Well, hold on a second there, Donnie, because we're going up to break, and you'll just have to hold on over there. Ladies and gentlemen, the book is called The Last Hurrah, and we'll be right back after the break at thevinnyeastwoodshow.com. Back in a moment.
Consider this a distant early warning. The fire's imminent, pollution gathering dust particles funneling through smokestacks, airwaves, bandwidth, disinformation too fed. Check the labels, delete the virus, alert the masses.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Most Americans know the significance of July 4th, 1776. However,
Few know the importance of September 17th, 1787, the day the Constitution was written and adopted by our founders. Unfortunately, over 200 years later, this sacred document is under attack, along with our beloved Republic. Throughout the span of history, brave men and women have rallied behind banners, which have served as symbols of liberty against the forces of tyranny. Today, we have the Constitution Pride Flag to show our support for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, freedom, liberty, and justice for we, the people of the United States. Now available at www.1787flags.com. Get your very own Constitution Pride Flag today and receive a free pocket Constitution with your order. www.1787flags.com, the official website of the Constitution Pride Flag. That's www.1787flags.com.
What is it that's in your home that causes grown men to cower and children to run for cover?
Fun!
Food storage!
That's right. Food storage shouldn't be scary. At Simply Your Food, we are the premier providers of long-term, storable, GMO, and MSG-free meats, veggies, fruit, dairy, and pantry essentials like powdered butter. We even have a gluten-free line. Food storage shouldn't be scary. Let Simply Your Food help you with your food storage needs. Go to simplyyourfood.com or call 866-251-7511 and let us take the scary out of food storage. Go to simplyyourfood.com or call 866-251-7511 and let us take the scary out of food storage.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
No rules, no rules, no taboo topics,
no taboo topics,
no fear of doom,
no fear of doom.
We are American Freedom Radio,
American Freedom Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, to hour number two of the fastest 2 hours in talk radio. It's the Vinnie Eastwood Show, the lighter side of genocide. Because in a world so full of chaos and madness, if you lose your sense of humour, you'll go friggin' nuts. My very special guest is Donnie Marchard, who's, did I pronounce that correctly? Never mind, I don't care. The author of the last Hurrah. And we got into a topic towards the final segment there about how you're kind of an elderly gentleman now, and you've seen a lot of changes going through our society. And one thing that I do mostly with the circles of friends that I have is I'm often friends with people who are older than me, who've seen all these changes going on. And I'm always curious to know, what's the difference between growing up, say, 70 years ago versus growing up today?
Are you asking me that question?
Yeah.
Well, I can't really speak for today, though the youth of today seems to be no different in a way than when I was young. I mean, we all grow up and we all do the same things growing through teenage years and that. The difference, I think, today is that when we misbehaved, if that's the word, and when I was young, we knew we were doing wrong and we were afraid of punishment, which sometimes we got and sometimes we actually got away with what we did. Today, the youth doesn't seem to think it's wrong. And also, even if it is said to be wrong and they're caught doing whatever they do, they usually get a prize for it. They're not even afraid of punishment because there really is none. So I don't think it's the difference in the behavior of human beings. I think all people pretty much around the world behave and do the same things as they grow through the various decades of their life.
They're very set in their ways.
The difference is that today, it's not treated as anything wrong. They just get away with what they want to do, and that's it. Or at least it seems most people. So the youth are pretty arrogant today. I mean, you say you're in a shop, right, or a store, and you're standing on a queue, and some jerk comes in and pushes in front of you, and you say, "Excuse me, but I was standing here waiting." And they turn around and say, "Fuck you, man."
You can't use those words on FCC regulations. One of the worst developments of our society. But continue.
Right. Well, anyway, that's how I see the difference. I'm not young now, so I don't know what they feel, but I know what I felt when I was young. Something I'd like to say about the book is, you know, recently, I'm sure most of the world knew about these stupid riots and burning down and things in London here, where I live,
yeah.
Which I believe is, this is a sort of taste of things to come. Anarchy, really, is what it is. And the more we don't really have a structure in place of authority that really cares about anything but itself, the more things will become like that. But curiously enough, one of the chapters in the book, I wrote this book over a period of about 2.5-3 years. I didn't write it in like 4 months. And one of the earlier chapters, which I wrote at least 2 years ago, is called London's Burning. If somebody read the chapter, they would think I'm quoting what just happened recently. All I did was use it as a chapter in the book. And what I'm trying to do here is give an idea of, basically, if people read the book, they will be easily able to identify with all the facts that I'm talking about in the book. Anyway, it's kind of what it's about. People read it if they want to read it. And if they can get it online on the usual sites. Can I mention those sites?
No, you haven't. You might want to plug them quickly.
Well, yes. That's what I just say. They could go and buy it if they want to. On one site's called Lulu, which is a book site. And the other one is the other one that everybody knows is Amazon. So, I mean, obviously, that's why I'm doing the interview. I'm trying to plug the book just because, yes, I wrote it and I would like people to buy it, but that's up to people. They buy and like what they want. And so the only way with a song, it's different because if you hear it on the radio, obviously you either like it or you don't. With a book, it's more difficult because people aren't going to sit and read a book to decide whether they like it or not. And if they're going to, so it's difficult to say, person say, oh, I'll buy this. How are they going to know whether they like it or not? That's the difficult part where I see with a book. You can't really hear the contents or see the contents before you spend your money. Whereas with music, you can hear the contents on the radio or television, whatever, and then decide whether you want to spend your money. So I don't know how else to make people aware of the book, but by doing things like this interview with you and hoping that your listeners might be interested to go have a look and a read.
Yeah. Well, I suppose, you know, reading about tyranny and conspiracy and the lack of morality and the destruction of national sovereignty, the little 16-year-old girls throwing a brick through a window and drinking a bottle of rosé at 6 o'clock in the morning during the London riots is great entertainment, you know, especially if it's in a fictional context. But it becomes a slightly less amusing and slightly less entertaining when you realize that it's actually all true. You know what I'm saying? And this is the funny thing I find about Hollywood, don't you think, is that the elite have all these plans of, like, global genocide and taking over and have all this ideology of we've got to do the right thing for all the people and sacrifice everybody. You know, the whole collectivist ideology that puts through in these major psychopathic uber criminals that we have in the movies these days, like Rise of the Cobra and Transformers and whatnot. They're all full of these evil freaking scumbags whose modus operandi is, to my research, identical with the elite's mode of thinking, identical to their modes of operation. And for some reason, people think that if they watch it in a fictional context, not realizing that it's actually true, they wind up getting entertained. Somebody who's actually reading it is being entertained while at the same time knowing the truth. And I wonder what the different psychological reaction is there to it. I mean, would this mean that as a society, when we see things that are absolutely provable fact given to us in a fictional context, does that mean that we stop believing in reality itself to an extent?
Well, I think people are happy to watch something in fiction because once it becomes also they realize it's the truth, it becomes scary. I mean, a couple of people that I discussed my book with, which at first it sounds like doom, nothing but doom, though I'm saying it does have a happy ending, at least for the good guys, people find it very disturbing because they may feel that this is too much that they can bear. So if you hear something in fiction or see something in fiction, it's easier for them to absorb because they don't have to sort of walk away and just go, oh, my God, that's true. I think it's very difficult for people. They see what's going on, but they prefer to believe that, oh, yeah, but it'll all be all right in the end, or on the day.
Now, to what extent,
not going to happen to me.
To what extent is this done on purpose to basically make people stand down to it? I mean, it's like predictive programming, I believe, is the term, where you put the future in front of people's eyes in a fictional context, so that way when it starts coming down the road and what have you, they're fully prepared to accept it kind of thing. Like we had all these movies like RoboCop and a new film called Surrogates, where everybody was basically sitting at home and just operating these robots as themselves kind of thing. And then a few months after the movie is released, it turns out that, hey, they are building surrogates. In major mainstream news, this article comes out. So in essence, I feel that all of the evil conspiratorial type movies that have these full-on pollution scumbags, Captain Planet and the Planet of the Apes and all of this other sort of crap, it may seem sort of far-fetched, but I know for a fact that people in Hollywood aren't very creative at all. They haven't had much creativity since goodness knows when. If anything, they're just working to formulas like scientists. Like, did you know that most major movies, the movies that have sequels, the sequel has already been decided on before the first movie even hits the cinemas? Okay, they bring in these test audiences, and as Bill Hicks, they changed the movie based on how these 100 or so random Yahoos point some fingers at him with a big exclamation effing point. Yah effing who's liked it or did not like it. As though we're all the same. As though we have the same tastes. As though. And it just seems completely insane to me that the individuality of entertainment, and I feel that you can't really put a price on entertainment value, which is interestingly enough why they charge so much money for it these days, but I find it's a very independent place to be, where you can sit there, be entertained by something, and know that all the scary stuff that you're seeing on screen is truly going on. Now, does that mean that there'd be a specific group of people of this particular mindset, probably similar to myself, that would enjoy your book, you know, who love to just, you know, mind screw themselves, basically?
I don't know. As I said, I wrote the book, I guess, as a release from my own frustration in all that I see. And that was the motive to write it. I thought, well, what can I do? And so, well, what do I do? I said to myself, well, I've been writing all my life. Why not write about it? And that's what got me to write it. So, yeah, all those things. I mean, you see a lot of truth in fictional things. The people who create them, though, those pieces of inverted commas art, are only thinking about money. You know, they're thinking about the money they're making. They don't give one hoot about anything else but that. So they're just saying, well, this could make money. And what you said about the sequel being made or decided on or written before they even shoot the first film doesn't surprise me with Hollywood. I mean, this is the land that I always find funny when they used to make a lot of musicals by the, you know, the big musicals. And half the time, they would change the songs in them and have somebody in their staff write some new songs. I think, well, why make a movie about something that was very successful, play musical, and then change the content? But because they think there's a... They've obviously got a different idea of how to promote something creative. And it's not about the actual work. It's about how they can make it that it's going to sell better. I mean, that's the way it is with money people. They don't really care. I mean, if you took when people want to put on a musical, they are always searching for what they call angels, which are money people to invest in the show. And most of the time, all the angels care about is, do you have any stars in it? You know, and I don't care what the show is. They care about, what have you got to make it sell? And I would say with movies and everything, even maybe books, I have no idea. I'm not that au fait with the publishing world in books. And I'm sure to the people who control the media, it's just about, can we make money? Which, there's nothing wrong with making money with something, but when it becomes the sole purpose, then art goes down the window.
This reminds me of a conversation I had with a friend of mine as little as last night, actually. He was talking about there's a new industry, kind of like, you know how people hire people to come in to check their homes kind of thing before they sell them, and they charge them like $1,000 or something like that to check their house, make sure it's all up to spec and whatnot. And there's no overhead costs, like they don't need any drawings or any plans or anything. They just need a little bit of knowledge about structural engineering. Go in, pay $1,000 for looking over the house for a half an hour, and then go off to their next appointment. Like, that's basically it. And he said that there's a huge, huge gap in the market in England right now for those kind of people, and it might be an idea, a good money spinner. And I said, well, why don't you try and do something? Would you be doing that just for the money, or would you be doing that because you wanted to and incidentally get paid for it? You know, this is what people don't kind of prioritize in their life, is that if you're not actually enjoying your work, how exactly do you expect to live a happy life? Because the money won't be able to buy your happiness, but then again, neither can poverty.
And that's true, very true. But to people who would say, in England here, they call that conveyancing, right? Which is mostly done by lawyers, believe it or not. And it really doesn't mean a shit, because, as you said, they go and they run through a house for a half an hour, and tell you this is hunky-dory, or maybe some roofing needs done or something. I have no idea. But those people don't care about the actual work. They're just talking about making money.
Yeah, and they don't create anything. They don't make anything. They're not contributing members to society. They're basically people who get paid, and at the end of them getting paid, nothing new is brought into existence. And they're basically just a flea on the back of a dog sucking out its blood and enjoying the ride. We'll be right back after the break with Donnie Marchant.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyite removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyite is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyite LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkeley water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkeley banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And click the Berkey Water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
Do you realize every day we are being put under constant stress from wireless radiation? What's worse is that you don't even know that it's happening. It puts as much stress on our body as if we had a constant viral infection, draining our energy and sapping our strength, or just making us irritable and fatigued. These wireless fields are being emitted from computers, microwaves, mobile phones, power lines, and any electrical appliance. Now there is a solution. A group of research engineers in New Zealand have come up with an active shielding device that shields you from wireless radiation at a cellular level. BlueShield comes in three models: a household, portable, and USB that plugs into any computer. The great thing about BlueShield is it is very affordable and guaranteed to last. A one-off purchase will see you being protected for years to come. Visit AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the BlueShield banner. BlueShield, brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com. Feeling stressed, tired, lacking energy, or lacking libido? Now you can take control of your healthcare goals in the privacy of your own home with the use of reliable, high-quality health products from Ideal Health in New Zealand. Conveniently delivered to your door anywhere in the world. You'll find our friendly health team offer well-researched health information plus the highest quality health products. We want to ensure you not only get the best value products available, but also ensure you get the fastest therapeutic results. With over 2,600 pages of health information and natural products, all compiled by our friendly naturopathic team. To take advantage of very special rates, click on the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And don't forget our convenient delivery service, Ideal Health New Zealand, leaders in alternative health. That's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Ideal Health New Zealand button. Proudly brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Warning. 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 American Freedom Radio is habit forming. American Freedom Radio is habit forming. Use the truth carefully.
Your life as it has been is over.
Radio Free Humanity on AFR. Listen to the Paradigm Shift Saturday nights, 10 p.m. Central.
I got some so-called friends. They'll smile right to my face. All when my back is turned, they like to bury me without a trace. Oh no, no. Oh no, no. There's only one thing I need to know. Who's that? Are you on?
Welcome back.
JFK.
I'm flying to JFK to get groped by the TSA. Do, 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 do. Welcome back to the Vinnie Eastwood Show. The sexiest 2 hours in talk radio, especially if you happen to be flying through a US airport. Especially if they check underneath your sack. Now, my very special guest is Donnie Marchand. From The Last Hurrah, the book. And Donnie, I wanted to actually ask you something to clarify. You said you're in the music industry sort of thing. I mean, what was your career? I mean, tell us some of the bands and artists and things like that that you've worked with. And then I've got another question for you.
Okay. Well, I've had quite a number. I've been a songwriter and a producer. And I've worked in music publishing all my life as well. So the main things I was songwriting and some producing. Quite a number of people have recorded my songs. And as a producer, I guess my biggest success was, and I don't know what this act means in America, but it was very successful in other parts of the world, especially Europe, was a guy called Shaken Stevens. And it's been a good and, you know, fairly successful career for many, many years for me.
What were some of the artists that you worked with?
Besides Shaky, Roger Daltrey from The Who, well, he recorded songs, and Peaches and Herb, Eddie Floyd, trying to think of a list of people. What I'd like to say at this point, Vinnie, is I'm going to have to sign off because I get my first hour free. And I'm calling from England. And after the hour, I start to have to pay that enormous rate these telephone companies charge us. So I've got about 2 minutes, it looks like, on the clock before I start getting charged.
Yeah. I thought so. So that's not a problem. The one thing I wanted to ask you is just about psychopathy. Now, the American Medical Journal defines a psychopath as somebody who's very nice when you first meet them, but ultimately only cares about themselves, doesn't have very many long-lasting relationships, and the three most likely industries you are to find these types of psychopathic individuals are the media, business, and politics. Now, in your music career, would you say that you've encountered quite a few of such people?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah, I'll tell you.
The answer is yes, but I've also had some long-lasting friendships within the business. People who I still converse with today and talk to, and that. But it's the music industry is obviously part of a very self-sense is business, where people are, you know, interested in their own careers to an extreme. And this is, it cultivates this kind of behavior because it is a demanding business of you must always be, you know, what are you doing tomorrow? They're not interested in even what you did yesterday. Once you're past one thing, people aren't interested. So, yeah, the answer to your question is yes. And I don't know if people would say that about me. I hope not, but I don't know what people think about me. You know. Anyway, I really do have to close this now because otherwise my bill starts running up enormously.
I'm looking at the clock here, and we have another 4 minutes before you've been on the call an entire hour. Did you say you got 1 hour free?
Well, when I rang you, when I first rang and got connected, was 11:30, and my clock is about 12:29.
Okay. Well, in that case, thank you very much, Donnie, for coming on the show with me today. And last thing I'd like you to do just before you go is tell people the name of the book and where they can find it if they're interested.
The Last Hurrah, they can find it on sites. One is called Lulu, which is a pretty big book site, which is Maine's office in America, and the other one is Amazon. That's where they can find it. Vinny, I'm sure if we were sitting in a pub someplace, we could talk for hours. But unfortunately, we get to the point where it becomes money.
Oh, well, that's all good, Donnie. Well, you have yourself a fabulous, extremely late evening at the moment in England there. And we'll probably see you again sometime, mate.
Well, I hope so, and thank you for the interview.
You're very welcome.
Okay. Good evening. You take it easy. Bye.
I don't know how to take it any other way.
Right. Okay. All right. I'll see you.
See you, mate. All right. Donnie Marchand, ladies and gentlemen, you can check out his book if you like. I wanted to continue on with some of the news here because we've had these Wall Street protests. Anybody heard about these? They're freaking great. Speaking of psychopaths, what was it? I think it was Mike Rupert from thewilderness.com. Saw a documentary of his way back in the day called The Truth and Lies of 9/11. And incidentally, he spent a lot more time covering the lies about it rather than the truth. Here's what happens now is he said that something like 7 out of 9 or 8 out of 10 or something like that of the CIA directors, including George H.W. Bush, came to that directorship seat from Wall Street. They're either bankers or Wall Street lawyers or some other description of scumbaggery filth. Now, I find that really amusing because when you think about intelligence agencies, who does most of the nasty clandestine stuff that freaks people out is basically illegal and allows the country to keep being run by psychopaths? It's intelligence agencies. That's basically what's going on here. And the connection to Wall Street is fairly obvious, namely because of the Celerity Index. Anybody know what the Celerity Index is? Of course you don't. Well, basically it means that it's the distance you can travel without getting any fear of getting accosted or kidnapped or something like that. It's basically a measure of how a neighborhood functions, the general feeling of safety around it. The Celerity Index measures the confidence level of parents that their child can walk down to the nearest shop, buy an ice cream or an ice block or something like that, and then return home safely. Back in the 50s in, say, Philadelphia, it was 100% confidence. It was unthinkable that a child wouldn't be safe going to the local store to get something to eat. And today, and that was back when the stock market was down around 2,000-3,000 or something like that in the United States. And today, with the stock market around the 11,000 mark, the Celerity Index is down to like 35-45%. Okay? So there's an inverse relationship between Wall Street success and people's safety. The richer Wall Street gets, the worse it becomes for everybody else, which is doesn't surprise me now that there are huge demonstrations sticking on Wall Street. Five arrested, as it says here, in a continuation of the demonstrations that began on Saturday. Nearly 200 protesters marched along Wall Street and other parts of the financial district Monday morning, brandishing American flags and signs denouncing the economic system. And at least five of them were arrested. Office workers heading to their desks past the protesters on the sidewalks with little incident. See, this is why I get really, really angry with over-the-top policing. It's like there's virtually never any need to actually arrest protesters. Okay? Never. They never do anything wrong because they're protesting. Protesting is a lawful thing to do. You can raise your voice, you can use megaphones, you can hold banners, you can try and get a message out or whatnot. And mainly people have to do that because the media ignores them all the freaking time. Because they're owned by Wall Street, incidentally. And at times, the two groups squeezed shoulder to shoulder through narrow passages formed by metal police barricades. Now, in New Zealand, we have a use for barricades that you put on either side of things. It's called a sheep run, where you make sure that the sheep can't get away from when you're trying to bloody grab them and shear all of their wool off. It's called fleecing them, incidentally. And then you can chuck them out the other side, and they wind up getting doused in a whole bunch of anti-toxic crap that stops them from getting sick. It's called a sheep dip. And it seems like this is what's happening to protesting all around the world, don't you think? You get a sheep run, you get fleeced anyway, despite the fact that you're protesting, and then you get dipped in some description of toxic poison, whether it's sprayed by the air or inside your drink bottle through the BPA plastic, which feminizes men and gives women breast cancer. And that's basically your lot in life. You're a sheep to be fleeced. And I remember one time when I went to the Big Day Out, massive music festival here in New Zealand, and they had the exact same thing coming off the trains. And I started up the chant. And, you know, sure enough, all of these other young people and everybody who's there to have a good time started doing it too. A great cacophony of chorus of bad behavior. That, I think, is what people really need to be doing, is putting a little bit of humor and just showing people the truth of what is going on now, that we're being herded like freaking farm animals, like we're products to be ground up and served at your nearest McDonald's, which, incidentally, the Japanese have just come up with a new poop burger. I'm not kidding. I mean, they've managed to harvest protein from human waste and whatnot like that and reconstitute it into a form of meat. Does that sound like crap to anyone else? It does to me. And I'm pretty sure it tastes like that too. But the first three arrests came on Pine Street when a police lieutenant ordered that two men wearing ski masks be taken into custody. So basically, you're sitting there, you're surrounded by CCTV cameras, cops with cameras. Basically what they do, and this has happened to me many times, and I can't believe that people don't believe me when I say we're under surveillance at protests. You know, like, these guys point the camera directly at me, and it's pretty easy because I'm 6'4", a tower above freaking everybody else, take their snapshots, smile, and then walk away really quickly before they think I've noticed. And one time we were doing a 9/11 truth protest on the side of Queen Street, and this guy with dark sunglasses, an earpiece in his ear, and a telephoto lens walks past in front of us with the camera held down at about hip level, aiming at our faces, snapping about 20 photos as he walks past us. Okay? This stuff is going on, man! And here's what happens in America now, the land of the free, the home of the freaking slaves. As soon as you don't want these people to put your face on a freaking database so that they can come and freaking take you away to a FEMA camp to be exterminated orderly with the rest of the freaking slaves, they say, arrest that person so that we can book them, get their fingerprints, take their blood forcibly, and take some pictures of them when we book them anyway. You don't have any choice. They don't care, do they? It's either you become some description of massive part of a database, or you get arrested and become an even more massive part of the database. You know, this is kind of what's happening in this country, don't you think? Where's our right to protest? Where's our right to free speech? Where the F is the right of freedom of the press? You know, I haven't heard in New Zealand media about this Wall Street protest at all. Not one word. Nor have we heard anything about these new Pakistan floods. It's like the last Pakistan flood that happened last year was like the biggest flood like ever. It was freaking biblical. And this year, it's even worse. You know, like millions upon millions of acres are under freaking water. And nobody knows about it. Why don't people care about that kind of massive biblical type event? I should think it would be of great import. But hey, they're Pakistanis. Who cares? There's a million of them. The next arrest came after a few minutes later when a deputy inspector standing on Wall Street ordered a man wearing an orange hat to keep moving. The man, who had turned around in a crowded sidewalk just west of Broad Street, spoke to the inspector for a moment, then lifted his hands and said that he was having difficulty moving. At that, the inspector reached over a curbside barricade, grabbed the man, and tried to haul him from the sidewalk onto the street. As the man backed away, the inspector lunged forward, holding onto the man and toppling the metal barricade. Like, just this ruthless, like, you won't pay me, slave! I will grab you! I will, yeah! What's up with these people? They're freaking roided out to notice. I'm surprised their eyes just don't bulge out of their head like they're on freaking Total Recall or something like that. But this is great. The inspector fell to the sidewalk, and a moment later, the man in orange hat was also on the ground being handcuffed. You're listening to the Vinnie Eastwood Show, the lighter side of genocide, where it's all about suppressing free speech and being a full-on scumbag. And we'll be right back after the break with a tad more scumbaggery.
Well, there's only one thing I need to know. Whose side are you on?
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserves the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know that we are tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Following a radiological or nuclear event, radioactive iodine may be released into the air and then be breathed into the lungs. Radioactive iodine may also contaminate the local food supply and get into the body through food or through drink. When radioactive materials get into the body through breathing, eating or drinking, the thyroid gland quickly absorbs the chemical. Radioactive iodine absorbed by the thyroid can then injure the gland. But you can protect yourself with use potassium iodide, which acts to block radioactive iodine from being taken into the thyroid gland and can help protect this gland from injury. To take advantage of very special rates, click on the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And don't forget our convenient delivery service, Ideal Health New Zealand, leaders in alternative health. That's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Ideal Health New Zealand button. Proudly brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyte removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyte is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyte LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
Yo, what's up? Check this out.
The voice of the revolution. American Freedom Radio. American Freedom Radio.
Listen to the Ron Paul Revolution Radio Show with Rossi and Brocky. Join the revolution on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, 3 to 5 p.m. Central, and only on American Freedom Radio.
This is your last chance to call in, and I'm calling on the people that are in the chat room right here. Somebody's called Oklahoma and whatnot. I'd actually like you to call in if you can to share your thoughts with me. 402-237-2525 is the number to call in if you can, of course. And you can talk about basically anything on the show. Like I say, even the things that are just full of crap, like Al Gore. Here's another article. Gore and climatists get ready to... I think I'll have to rebrand that as climate cultists. Get ready to hibernate. Another record-breaking winter is coming. And in New Zealand here, we had a pretty chilly winter, all right, and it allegedly snowed in Auckland for the first time in 60 years. You know? Damn, things are hotting up. But of course, if you're one of the priests of the Church of Climatology, this doesn't enter into your logic, does it? Oh, it's warming, so it must be cooling due to warming. It's just retarded. You can always gauge the level of desperation in a political movement by its inability to maintain a coherent message. This usually happens when the reality visible in the world runs contrary to the reality being professed from their pulpit. In the final days of Nazi Germany, elite officers were all huddled in their Berlin bunker, eating foie gras and drinking champagne as the Red Army closed in on their capital. Even in the 11th hour, Hitler was convinced that the righteous armies of the fatherland would regroup and stem the Soviet tide. After all, Germany had achieved so much in such a short time, namely because they were funded by Rothschild bankers and also were giving free patents and access to U.S. Standard Oil's products so that they could get their Air Force off the ground and they wouldn't have been able to run without it. And they had no reason to think that their epic revolution of national socialism would not succeed, even though they were just basically patsies that got set up much like Saddam Hussein did. so that you could use them as a pretext to basically invade the country and remodel the whole place in your own image. Like the EU, for example, came out of World War II. The UN, for example, came out of World War II. European Economic Communities and all of these other globalist assorted banker kind of, oh, it's going to be great for everybody. Everybody can share in the fabulous, very, very nice and slurp-licious nuggets of gold and money that you will be able to get out of these great, great deals. Oh, really? Well, what's in those deals? We can't tell you. It's a secret. Oh, and it seems now in the face of more and more record-breaking winters, increased polar ice cover, and an endless string of academic scandals that Al Gore and the global warming slash climate change slash ice age slash climate cultists slash we're retarded and we don't even have any idea slash eugenicists slash freaking God knows what movement are having their own Berlin bunker moment. Having watched Gore's recent 24 Hours of Reality internet media show this past week, I can see that the very same level of desperation presented in all of the day's presentations. I saw a level of incoherence not seen before in the climate cultist crusade. I saw a faith-based movement clearly facing a rapidly unraveling ideology. And this is due to the fact that they're getting exposed by shows like this, and that listeners like you don't sit back and take it. You actually write in, call in, and ambush mainstream media with cameras and call them on their BS. And it's only because of the eclectic nature of the conspiracy movement, with everybody operating completely independent, without anybody say so, you don't need to ask for permission, get out there and do it, and this is the result. These retards wind up looking even more retarded, and we wind up taking down their agenda to enslave us all. Even traditional global warming activists have been wary of having anything to do with Gore's telethon, where presenter upon presenter attempted in vain to cherry-pick any extreme region weather event on the globe and connect it to man-made global warming. One of the more disturbing thrusts of the presentations streamed that day was a rallying call for academics and education professionals to do a better job in delivering their message of man-made global warming and climate Armageddon to young children. In other words, there appeared to be a need to indoctrinate kids at a young age, probably before the age of 7, and I'll tell you why in a minute, if the movement is to survive. Presenters were quite vocal about their disdain for deniers, upset about the scourge of intelligent adult skepticism. Now, the reason why I say the before the age of 7 is because it's what the Jesuits said. Give me a child up to the age of 7 and I'll own them for the rest of their life. That is why it is so important to brainwash the young generation into believing your BS. Okay, why do you think the Nazis had the Hitler Youth? It's so big they could get the whole country behind this big daddy Hitler, I love him, I love the state, he loves me, he protects me sort of mentality, so that you never question what kind of evil scumbaggery they're getting up to behind closed doors when they're raping mummy. I could not help but feel here that global warmists must be feeling as Joseph Goebbels did, faced with the horror of his dream of a utopian Reich disintegrating before his eyes. A man whose final move was a campaign to mobilize children, getting the kids to man gun posts in hopes of repelling the inevitable Soviet advance towards Ground Zero. No, no, Mr. Goebbels, I don't want to sit on the machine gun nest and handcuffed to an MG-40 machine gun. No, I want to go home to my mommy. Shut up and eat the bratwurst and shoot those Soviets. I love Turity, it's freaking hilarious. I could not help but feel that there were more global warmists must be feeling that exact same way. And I fully agree with the statement here, because what we're dealing with is a propaganda war. And we've been dealing with this the whole time. It's only now that the war's kind of coming into the forefront where we realize that we're being lied to, we realize our kids are being manipulated, and we realize that the future is going to be a very, very dark dystopian dream indeed, provided those of us who understand the quality of humankind is actually capable of taking our world back, right? These people are killing our world. They're killing our minds. They're killing our bodies. They're killing our sovereignty. They're killing our wealth. They're destroying it. How do you think these massive billionaires and whatnot got all their wealth? They stole it off everybody else. Wealth doesn't get created, okay? It can only transform from one form to the other. Everybody's become poorer, more destitute, more upset, less listened to, far more poisoned. And for some reason, all these incredibly wealthy billionaires and what have you have been getting richer, healthier, and never seem to die. Why do these people keep living? Have they got some description of incredibly expensive freaking life preservation technology that they've got going on keeping their evil black hearts beating? I can't understand it. What are the point? They've probably just got the best doctors working for them anyway. And I believe Dick Cheney was in fact surgically grafted to that wheelchair of his. I'm certain of it. It's the only thing keeping the bastard alive. Seriously though, I don't want all these people to die. Okay? But they do want me to die. They do want you to die. And they do want to seize total control of the entire world. What do all men with power want, other than more power? Nothing! And sure enough, they have the money, they have the resources, they have the media mogul mofos to push whatever agenda that they want. It really is that simple and dastardly a scheme that one could not conceive of the ramifications, unless, of course, you are real, real sharp and clued up. Which most people, thanks to the other agendas that are at play here, this is the thing. You can't point at any of these things individually as like the sole cause for what have you. That's how they get people to deny that fluoride does any damage, because fluoride on its own doesn't do a terribly large amount of damage. BPA on its own doesn't do a terribly large amount of damage. But because there is not just one or two, but 1,000 different chemicals and poisons that are laced onto everything that you touch on a daily basis, it means that you're getting poisoned by 1,000 different things 1,000,000 times a day for every single day of your life. So it is freaking assured that you're going to get sick. Okay? Guaranteed. Unless you know about these toxins and unless you know how to take care of your health. Here's a good way, simple way to take care of your health. The Māori do. You go into one of the marae or whares or big meeting houses that the Māori have here in New Zealand. Every single one of them has a big jug of water there with lemons in it. Why? Because lemons have copious amounts of vitamin C, which kill off any virus. It's the ultimate viricide. Not to mention, it raises the pH of the water to a pH of about 8, 9, up to 10, depending on how many lemons you got on it. And no virus can survive in a high pH environment. Okay? And sure enough, all those people that are just drinking a little bit of lemon and water every day don't get sick. Why would you want to pay Big Pharma copious quantities of money? Why would you want to have more side effects than Elvis has got sideburns? It's stupid, okay? And it's just the fact that you don't know what's poisoning you. You don't know what's killing you. You don't know how to keep yourself healthy anymore. We've all been raised on McDonald's and aspartame-flavored drinks and saying that all this stuff must be good for you in moderation, when the reality is it's bad for you anytime you use it at all. And so keep that crap out of your life, because it ain't freaking worth the hassle. It really isn't. And I'm totally hypocritical, of course, because I do wind up eating crap just as much as the next person. And like I always say, eventually, history makes hypocrites of us all. You're listening to the Vinnie Eastwood Show, and thank you very much for doing so. And I'll see you again tomorrow. Catch you later, ladies and gentlemen.